Arkansas's cotton farmers are looking towards the spring growing season with optimism that the fluffiest of crops will continue to enjoy a mini resurgence. As Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media reports, they're also looking to the upcoming farm bill for some help in straightening out some recent challenges.
At a recent agribusiness conference at Arkansas State University, almost everyone is wearing multiple items of clothing that are partially or all cotton, which marketing campaigns call the fabric of our lives. According to the Arkansas Farm Bureau, our state ranks fourth for cotton production. It's not the easiest of crops, though.
Growing a cotton crop is almost like watching a two-year-old child. You better pay attention. You never know which way it's going next.
Lottis Brantley grows cotton on what he calls a typical Delta farm near England, along with corn, rice, and soybeans. Most Arkansas farms don't grow exclusively cotton, but cotton does tend to be a sentimental favorite.
My dad bought a mechanical cotton picker in the summer of 1954. I was in the second grade in school. I remember people being in the fields and picking by hand, but I didn't participate, and that clearly faded away pretty quickly. And it's all mechanical. Has to be.
Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council in Memphis says the U.S. as a whole produced the largest cotton harvest in a decade last year, and signs are pointing towards more growth in 2018. He credits much of it to competitors becoming customers, such as synthetic fibers now blending in more cotton to meet consumer expectations, especially for the growing performance athleisure clothing trend.
Some of that shift away from cotton into those fibers has slowed down, and we're seeing that market share stabilize, and we're actually even seeing some products that had gone to 100% polyester needing to come back and work some cotton back into those blends.
Cotton also got a boost from China finally unloading the huge state surplus of cotton it had for many years and increasing imports for its massive population. With the demand for cotton up, growers are looking to the upcoming farm bill for some improvements, such as a switch back from newer crop insurance products that have proved unpopular to the steadier incentives offered by Title I legislation. Wes Ward is Arkansas's Secretary of Agriculture.
Getting cotton back onto Title I of the Farm Bill is a big piece, and there's been a lot of work that's been done on that, and I think we're all optimistic that that's going to happen. So things are looking good so far.
With Title I back in place, Adams expects more farmers to make the choice to grow cotton, even though it tends to be a bit more work.
So the short answer is it is a bit more management intensive than what you find in some other crops. You have to really pay attention as to when maybe certain chemicals need to be applied, irrigation, whether it's used, when it needs to be, how it needs to be managed. So typically it is found to be a bit more intensive throughout the growing season.
Even with the workload, farmers like Lottis Brantley believe cotton is still worth it.
My youth was spent in and around cotton. Pursued it as an adult, and I can't imagine farming without it.
Cotton planting season begins next month and is usually at its peak in September. In Jonesboro, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.